I'm going to move on to mayor and council comment. And again, I'll keep us off. I've got something else. There's going to be, there is an annual mayor's Christmas motorcade that's throughout the state, and we'll be participating in it this year. It's, it benefits Georgia's mental hospitals, and it's collecting clothing, toothpaste, toothbrushes, hair, cosmetics, shaving cream, any essentials like that. And we do have, we'll be delivering those, looking for that date. It's in mid to early December. December 2nd is the date. But we have up in up on the second floor of City Hall, we do have a collection box, so feel free to bring. Is there one down here too, Sharon?
Yes, this afternoon we put
one out. Fantastic. All right, we have two. One down here, one upstairs. So pass the word out, and if you have extra clothing or things that you'd like to donate, it's certainly another great cause that the city will be participating in. Anybody have anything to tell? Yes, Sandy.
I just want to, a couple things here. Number one, just to let you know that the CBVD, which is the Convention Visitors Bureau of Dunwoody, is moving forward greatly. I mean, I think you'll be very impressed by the way they're doing business. They have hired a deputy director. She was at the last meeting, a young lady from, help me out with town down in Thomasville, Georgia. And quite up to date on the new electronic methods of putting heads in beds and doing those kind of things, and they are well into their search for the executive director. So the CBPD is doing real well, and we've got some real talent on there. The other thing, I just want to let everybody know that tomorrow is my birthday. I'll be 234 years old today, tomorrow, tonight at midnight, and Marines will be celebrating tomorrow our 234th birthday in the greatest country on the face of the earth. And here we are, the greatest fighting force in the face of the earth. So, hoo-ah.
All right, very good. Happy birthday. Yes,
I just want to make everyone aware that some of the invitations are. I've got invitations to the open house event on December the 3rd. This is the Christmas fundraising event for the Dunwoody Preservation Trust. And I hope all of you can attend that special occasion. The event's going to be held on the 4th, 5th, and 6th. This will be a Christmas show house at one of our historic homes in the Beverly St. Springs area, a house on Nesbitt Ferry that was built in 1854. It's something I'd encourage all of you to go out and support the EPT and see an incredible home out there. Secondly, Mr. Bob Lumsden has done it again. He's made a donation, arranged for a donation of an AED to the Dunwoody Preservation Trust to be put into the farmhouse so that we have one simply located in the heart of Dunwoody. And two citizens, unnamed citizens, will donate the boxes that this AED will be put in as a contribution to the effort there. So this will be available for not only people that are, will be attending events at the farmhouse in our events aspect of the farmhouse, but also be available for people in that area that may need one very quickly, and it will be there for the public to have.
Fantastic news. And Mr. Lunston was here earlier, but it sounds like he's getting very close to his amount required on raising money for the AED. So if there's any extra spare change anybody has in their pockets, dig deep and donate it to such a great cause with Bob's AED for our police department and starting to spread throughout Dunwoody, I guess. Does anybody have anything else? All right, I've got one other piece. I can drag this out a little bit more because this will be a short meeting today. But I don't know if anybody caught in newspaper, the big newspaper, the AJC, or actually I guess it's a small newspaper these days. It's shrinking quite a bit on us. But they had a little piece on Dunwoody in a census. I guess the Census Bureau had released a quick snapshot of what they've done today. But I found it was interesting. So just for those of you that didn't catch it, they've got a population of 40,746. And the little stat that they listed was among people at least 5 years old living in Dunwoody, this is in 2006 to 2008, that 17% of those folks spoke a language other than English at home. And of those speaking a language other than English at home, 22% spoke Spanish. So that was an amazing stat that they listed, and I'm sure we'll have more to come as the Census Bureau kind of kicks things off. But that's that. And we will move into the other part of our meeting here on the consent agenda. Yes, Robert.
I'll move that we accept the consent agenda.
As amended. All right, Mr. Taylor, thank you. Second discussion on the consent agenda. Again, that consists of, right now, I-2 and I-3. Any discussion on that? Seeing that there's none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the consent agenda passes. We're on the unfinished business, J-1. And Sharon, we're ready when you're ready. And we'll hear from Howard.
An ordinance amending Chapter 21 of the City of Dunwoody Code of Ordinances by adding an exemption for wall signs for certain buildings in the city.
Thank you, Chair. Howard.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Council. The memo you have before you is self-explanatory, I believe. I'll be brief. There was one significant change to this ordinance since the first reading last month. It's that the 12th story requirement has been removed. So signage may be placed on any wall of any commercial or mixed-use building. The location is not dependent on whether or not the building is 12 stories or more.
Okay. Any questions for Howard on that, Robert?
Why the change? I sort of like to.
We've had some significant interest from other tenants in our commercial districts who would like to have the presence and the ability to advertise to other view sheds on their buildings. Specifically, a couple of buildings that are moving into the PC, or a couple of tenants that are moving into the PCID area right now.
So help me here. So does this still only apply to buildings of a certain height?
No, it does not. It no longer does.
And just to further clarify, so the way our ordinance works for wall signage is that you have number of square feet based on the,
the
width of the building.
Up to a maximum.
Up to a maximum. So what you'd be doing is you'd still have the same maximum amount of square footage of sign. You just spread it out amongst several facades so that if you get situations, we have one building right now that is situated so that they've got a view shed from two commercial corridors, Hammond and Perimeter Center West. So they want to be able to put the sign up on both view sheds, and as long as the total square footage of the sign doesn't exceed what it could have before, we didn't see a problem with that. So we wanted to bring that suggestion to council.
Exactly correct. This doesn't have anything to do with the maximum aggregate square footage you can have for a building. That has not changed ever through the course of this process. All this does is make the exception for where you can place that signage now. You're no longer bound to the street on which you take access. You can place that signage on any wall of your building. If you wish to have multiple signs on your building, you may do so. You cannot exceed your maximum aggregate square footage, nor can you exceed your roof line. You have to stay below the roof line of your building.
Dan,
what is PCID's position on this?
I have not gotten any feedback back.
Right. It seems to me like we could end up with a lot of guarding signs on small buildings. I'm thinking, if I have a sign on top of a building, a marquee building, like we were talking about the Phillips building, I think that's one thing. But for us to have signage on every one-story building in Dunwoody, I think would be a distraction and something that would be unsightly for Dunwoody.
As it stands today, we don't have aesthetic review board in place for signage. So the appearance of the sign is already, to an extent, not regulated. What we do regulate now is where that sign can be placed on the building, how high it can be placed, and on which face of the building.
But generally speaking, you know, say Phillips, they use their own typeset, their own logo style, yes, et cetera.
And that's generally what a company would do. I just don't think we want to guard up our buildings with a lot of signs on it.
The only place where we regulate the font of a sign is in our overlay, in the Dunwoody Village Overlay District. You have to have a block letter.
To answer your question, Councilman Ron, or Wittgenstein, on the PCID, the part of the request also came from the AJC as they're relocating into the building there on Perimeter Center West. This was something that was critical to them, so it got us looking into the issue generally. And the thought process is that these signs are mostly going to be, or primarily going to be marquees, and that you also have scenarios where you've got multiple tenants as well. So one tenant may take one view shed, and the other tenant may take another as well.
Okay. Other questions? Yes, John?
This has already gone before the Community Council and the Planning Commission prior to this change. It was agreed upon, or the Planning Commission approved it, but they have not seen this revision. Is that correct?
That is correct. This particular revision, which removed the 12-story component, they have not. This is a change since the first reading.
Yes, Dave.
Since this just came up, and you can see there's a lot of discussion going here back and forth in the council itself, I think it might be appropriate to move to defer this to a later meeting.
I'll second.
May I make one recommendation then? Mm-hmm. Why don't you, I may recommend that you adopt the original language that I asked in the first read just to help out the client, Phillips, and then ask this particular one to be resubmitted through the process.
Okay.
I would make that amendment.
So
I'm perfectly fine with the 12 Floyd thing, and rather than defer, I'd send it back to the Community Council. Let's start the process over again to get any additional changes to this incorporated.
Okay.
With the approval of the second of the motion, I would withdraw my motion to approve.
Okay. I defer.
All right. Thank you, John.
I'll agree to that under the terms that I'm not happy with the way this was handled. I was hoping that when something comes in front of us a second time, that it's primarily the same. This seems like a major change to me. I'm just not happy with the way it's handled. It could have easily been deferred full cycle or thrown back. Again, I'm happy for the change for the 12th floor. The rest of it I have to think about a little clearer.
Okay, so with the, right now, Robert, we will give you the motion to amend back to the original language. Is that correct?
Sure. I move that we strike the changes that were introduced between the last read and this one.
Okay.
And they're red lines, so they're easy. It's one text box there that's red lined, and then the addition down below there.
I second that. Okay. Any discussion on that? Yes,
Denny. Yes, believe it or not, I got the thing moving down here far enough. Under the maximum square footage is what is on the computer, because it talks about 12 stories above, 150 square foot for buildings under 12 stories, 500 square feet for buildings higher than 12 stories.
We never discussed the aggregate square footage of what was and was not allowable. Mm-hmm. All this referred to is where signs are allowed to be, not how big they can be, in order to discuss the appearance of those.
The 12 stories, what I'm getting at, Howie, the 12 stories is in there, under max square footage.
It is. And that's the text, the way it is today, and the way it will be in the future. This amendment before you this evening does not seek to change anything about about that square, with the maximum square footage and where it is. Buildings of 12 stories or larger are entitled to have 500 square feet.
Okay, so that was not changed. The 12 story was not changed either.
That is correct.
Okay. So basically, how does this read that we are voting on?
Robert, come back. Go ahead, Robert.
So,
I think I'd like to say.
Yeah, my understanding is that the red line, if we take the red lines out, Howard, are we back to the version that we considered last week?
If you'll look at the resolution, and and I have it as being two pages.
Yep.
It splits the table in half. The first page remains the same. The second page, the red line and underlined text that's in the table will no longer be red line and underlined. That will remain black like it is today. E will still exist. It will be changed, though, however, to read non-residential and mixed-use buildings of 12 stories or more are not restricted as to the location of wall signs on or above the 12th story.
Thank you. Okay, any other discussion on this?
I was just looking back in the last meeting to see what the verbiage was. In the minutes of the last meeting to see what was in here.
I think we got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Any other discussion on this? Okay. Thank you. Seeing that there's none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. And if we could,
Mayor, you just voted on the amendment. Now we need to vote on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. All right. So that's the amended version.
That was the amendment.
Okay.
I just wanted to give public comment. Change it from as published.
We actually do need public comment.
Yep, we do. Yes. Good point.
All right, we'll accept public comment right now. Anybody that wishes to speak to this in favor, please make your way to the podium. Anybody that wishes to speak?
Sure.
Whatever, anybody that wishes to make your way to the podium. There's a 3-minute time limit. anybody that wishes to speak in opposition, please make your way. All right, I'm going to close public comment on that. Thank you for that. Now we're back to the piece as amended. Any further discussion on this? All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you for keeping me straight on that.